Nigerians are known for their love of football, but for the expatriate community in Sydney, it is not just the World Cup that brings them together every 4 years. Those from the Igbo tribe, one of the three largest among Nigeria's 300, gather once every 2 months to support each other and celebrate their shared heritage. It is something they always did back home, and they see no reason to stop now. Leo Okonkwo only arrived in Sydney from London 3 months ago, and he says he feared moving to Sydney might cut his connection with the Nigerian community. He was wrong.
I'll tell you one thing for sure. When I'm coming out here, moving out here, what was really scary was, would I be able to find Africans, or would I be able to connect to Nigerians? And it's been really incredible, as you can see today, that the community is large, the community is growing, and the community is very vibrant out here in Australia, and Sydney especially.
This harmonious singing in praise of Nigeria's World Cup team is taking place at Joe Moose's house in Western Sydney. Despite Nigeria being drawn in the group phase to play against Argentina, Croatia and Iceland, Mr. Moose says in a football-mad country like Nigeria, anything is possible.
Soccer is like a culture in Nigeria. Everyone, male, female, they know how to play soccer. And we are dreaming one day, and I'm very hopeful that this year the dream might come true.
Around 30 to 40 people have gathered at Mr. Moose's home on this day. Many have brought prepared Nigerian food, such as the signature party starter, Nigerian pepper soup. The ingredients are not always easy to obtain in Australia, as Linda Okwechime explains.
We do have African shops where we get them from, but sometimes most of us get from Nigeria directly when we travel. We get in and then we preserve it in the freezer and we keep using it.
It will not be hard organising community meetings among Sydney's Nigerian community during the World Cup. The Super Eagles, as the team is known, inspire the entire nation, no matter which tribe they come from. Daniel Obiokoli from the Igbo community is emphatic about that.
It's something that unites Nigeria as a whole. We actually love football, soccer, you call it. Even if we had some divides, you know, on ethnic lines or religious lines, when it comes to soccer, we are very much united. Nigeria remains one. So that's why we actually adore the sport,